Oasis Audio presents The Waiting by Suzanne Woods Fisher. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Morning dew shimmered in the warm summer sun as Jory King led the last horse to a paddock by the road. She unhitched the halter and gave the horse a swat on his hind quarters to hustle him into the pasture. She couldn't help but smile. A stubborn one, he was. Must be part mule. As she swung the gate closed, she noticed a car at the end of the driveway. A stranger leaned against the hood of the car, his arms crossed against his chest. When the man spotted Jory, he waved to her and called out,
"Hey there, ma'am. Any idea how far to a gasoline station?"
Jory latched the paddock gate and walked over to him. "About 2 miles," she said, pointing up the road. The man regarded Jory with mild curiosity, tilting his head as he appraised her prayer cap and plain clothes.
"My car run out of gas."
Jory spotted her neighbor across the street, leading some cows to their pasture to graze.
"Ephraim," she called out, waving to the boy. "Ephraim, would you bring a can of gasoline down here?"
Ephraim did a double take when he noticed the stranger. Jory swallowed a smile at the boy's reaction. Not many men in Stony Ridge had skin the color of chocolate. A few cows split off and wandered into the cornfield before Ephraim suddenly remembered them and rounded them up. He guided them through the pasture gate, locked it, and waved to Jory as he ran up the long drive to the barn. Jory waited for the tall, dark man to speak again. The stranger seemed at ease with silence. His gaze followed.